Has it always been like this? Is it some sort of fondly imagined, non-existent, distant past in which workers stood alongside each other to defend each other's interests? Or do we always just doff our cap and tug our forelock? You get some, I don't know, newspaper columnist on £250,000 a year telling you that tube drivers don't deserve the right to defend their family life because they earn a lot more than nurses do. And I sit here staring and staring and staring at this story, waiting for it to make sense to me in a way that doesn't sound like the most lily-livered, mealy-mouthed, mean-spirited envy imaginable. Here is a tube driver. He's on £50,000 a year, okay? He doesn't want to work nights. If he's gonna work nights, you've gotta make it worth his while. Not financially, but with promises that he won't be shoehorned or coerced or forced into working patterns that are dangerous. Unfortunately, the people who make those promises are the same people that promise they wouldn't shut tube offices, that they wouldn't shut ticket offices. The people promising that no one's gonna have their working conditions inflicted upon them are the same people that promise they wouldn't shut fire stations. The same people that have broken promise after promise after promise are being looked at by the tube workers and told, we don't really trust you. We really want it in writing, and we want it formal, and we want it contractually binding, and we want it legal, because every other promise you've made, Mr. Johnson, you've broken. And you sit there on less than £50,000 a year and somehow feel affronted that these men and women have got the right to defend themselves. What's happening? 0345 6060973. I don't care how much a firefighter gets paid. Not in relation to this conversation. If they're not getting paid enough, that's a problem. How many people do you think have signed a government petition? A website, a petition on the government website calling for nurses to have better protection from cuts and better pay. How many people do you think have signed that? When I came on air at 10 o'clock this morning, the answer to that question was 102. 102 people have signed a petition calling for nurses to have better terms and conditions, and yet everywhere I go, in the context of this conflict, I'm being told that nurses don't get paid enough, and that's why tube drivers shouldn't go on strike. Well, what are you doing to improve the wage packet of a nurse? All these people telling you that tube drivers shouldn't go on strike are the same people telling you that we can't afford to give the public sector more than 1% a year. We can't afford to pay nurses more. And yet they're all drawing salaries that dwarf the income of every single employee on the tube, except, of course, the management.